Saying no is more than just saying no, and that's why learning to say no is an important part of growing into a leader. This is episode 186 of the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast is an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. Why? Because we have a problem. We have a leadership problem. I know, you know there is a problem. It seems that lately leaders at all levels are afraid to step in, step up, and lead. They are afraid to step in, step up, and lead because of a fear of failure. Well, guess what? Not on my watch. I am your host, David Guerra, and I am here to help you every step of the way. So let's get this episode started. Remember a couple of episodes ago, actually number 184 to be exact, it's the one I talked about not taking no personally, you know, don't take no personally when somebody says no to you. Well, in this episode, I want to talk about you learning to start to say no, to be the one that says no, especially if you've been giving out yeses like they were boxes of Cracker Jacks. And well, you know what? I'm going to tell you, that was me not so long ago. I needed that acceptance. I needed to be that person. I needed to be the yes person. I wanted to make everyone happy, and I couldn't. I realized that. See, when did I realize that? When I realized that when there was take but no give, I was saying yes, but no one was saying yes to me when I asked for something, when I needed something done. They were not there available. So that's when I kind of, you know, let me give you a better picture. One individual worked on me so much, I'm not kidding, they worked on me so much that I actually had to concede in saying that yes, they were my friend. I mean, I've never experienced that. Never experienced it. And it was just the weirdest thing. And at that point, I started feeling like I was getting set up for something. And that's when I started have to, you know, take a step back and realize what's going on here. What is going on here? Then I start looking at my life. I start looking at my past and my interactions with other people. And then it got to that point where I realized, wait a minute, I need the acceptance. And it's like, I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't be the yes person because they're not giving me, they're using. So, and a lot of us, you know, a lot of us have been there. A lot of us are still there. It was at that point when I realized that they actually had to beat me down to say yes. So that was the only answer they wanted. And I realized that I had to change the state of mind that I was in. I had to stop giving people more than they deserve. I had to stop with a yes. I had to stop feeling guilty about having to be forced to say yes, and feeling guilty if I didn't say, you know, if I said yes or anything else other than yes, and start feeling, I was like, no. And like I said, I know this because it happened to me, and it's probably happening to you. It probably happened to you. It's probably happening to you right now. And they will take what you give them so long as it's a yes. And that's probably happening right now. And that's what this is all about. We're talking about change. Time for changing yourself. Time for changing your mindset. Your circle of, quote, friends, unquote. You know, I did the little finger quotes when I said friends. And if you have to, change the relationship with family members. Especially those that are quick with the, I am so-and-so to you. Or you cannot talk to me like that because I am this or I am that in a family structure. Or we got to respect your elders and we're right and you're wrong and you have to say yes. I declare nonsense. I declare shenanigans. I declare bullshit, really, because that has to change. That has to change because living in that mindset, I get it. They were raised that way. They were taught that way. That's all they ever known. And they were afraid to break from that way of doing things, the way of we've always done it this way. This is the way it's done in the family. That's nonsense. It's time for change. And folks, if it's happening to you right now, guess what? The time has come for you to find your inner voice, bring it out, and say no. Now, it may seem as easy as that, but it's not. Trust me, there are going to be plenty of emotions, a little drama, if you like that sort of thing, but it's also going to take a lot of time. And I should know, I'm still dealing with saying no to people. And the stuff that's coming from them, the negativity that's coming from those individuals that were used to me saying yes back in the day, a while back. No, change has got to happen. And the time is now. I mean, there's no negotiating that. It has to happen. So What does it mean? What does saying no mean? Saying no means that you're taking charge of your life. Saying no means that you've given yourself permission to change your life. Change the way things have always been. Saying no means you've stopped. You have to stop feeling guilty for not saying no when you want to say yes, or when you have to say yes. Sorry about that. And don't feel you have to say yes. There's nothing obligatory, and I'll get more into that in a bit. Saying no also means you're reporting only to yourself. Saying no means that a lot more, but when it's all said and done, saying no means you're living your life and you're taking charge of it. You're in charge of your life. Now I understand. Then look, if you're under 18, you're still living at home. Guess what? You got to listen to what mom and dad say. Your parents, you know, they're doing the best they can. If you don't like it, you need to wait it out. But guess what? You're going to learn from that. You're going to learn from that, because at that point you start realizing, well, I'm going to live my life this way. And then one day something's going to happen and you're going to revert back to the way mom and dad were. And you're going to say like, oh, that was the right thing. Or you know what? That definitely was the wrong thing that they did. But that's on you. And that's later on in life. If you're over 18, you're living your life. Guess what? You have to live your best life that you can live. That's non-negotiable. That's on you. You want to be happy in this world? You've got to live your life the best that you know how. Because at some point, it's going to be all on you. So when is saying no appropriate? Well, when you want to say no, say no. That's appropriate. When you're being pressured to say a yes, well, that's usually a red flag. And yeah, it's appropriate to say no. When you're being manipulated to say yes, well, guess what? That's also another red flag. And that's also an appropriate time to say no. And when what is being asked of you goes against who you are, who you've become, then that's also another red flag. And guess what? That's also an appropriate time to say no. And the big one here, when you believe it is out of an obligation that you have to say yes, well, guess what? That's also a no. You shouldn't have to be forced to do anything you don't want to do. You can say no, and it's perfectly fine. They have to accept it, whether they like it or not. That is your decision, not theirs. So who should you never say no to? Simple answer on that one. No one. Everyone gets a no once in a while. Everyone gets a no once in a while, whether they like it or not. People have to understand that you are responsible for you. Your only obligation is to you. It's just that simple. They can't force themselves on you. Their obligations to you, your obligations to yourself, your obligations to them, as you become your own person, you start living your own life. Well, guess what? Those obligations get thinner and thinner, because at some point, yes, it might be a familial bond, a family bond, but that's it. You know, they're not paying your bills. Now, if they're paying your bills, well, then that's a different story. You need to listen. But other than that, if they're not, you're living your life, you're paying your bills, you got a roof over your head, you got three squares, you know, you got a car, you're taking care of business, then that's on you. That's your life. So remember, you and only you is all that matters. Sure, like I said, there's going to be family obligations, but even then, do you really truly have to attend your 4-year-old third cousin by marriage's birthday party? Because, quote, unquote, that's what the family does. Seriously, a cousin by marriage? Get out of here with that nonsense. I'm serious. Get out of here with that nonsense. That's just, again, bullshit. Oh, yeah, and that happened to me once. It really did. I got a phone call and says, oh, how come you're not there? How come you're not here? We're waiting on you. No, you're not. I'm not the 4-year-old third cousin by marriage's birthday. It's not my birthday. I'm not a 4-year-old. If you really, truly need me to attend, you need to call my parents. And maybe I'll answer the phone call. But guess what? I'm not kidding. It really, truly happened to me. I had a family member call me wanting to know why I wasn't at the party. 4-year-old. Third cousin by marriage? Come on, seriously? So what if people get offended when you start saying no? Well, let them get offended. That's on them. The reason they are offended is usually because they have repeatedly used their position or relationship with you to get the yes. They've held you to a lower standard than they hold themselves, than they hold their own family members. You were never really a priority in their lives other than you did their bidding. They called you, they asked you to do them a favor, do them a solid, quote unquote, a solid. And guess what? When it came time for you to ask, they weren't there. All you heard was crickets coming back from them. So you see, you will never elevate in their eyes. You're never going to be higher. You're always going to be the yes person. Oh, we can count on Dave to get this done because Dave will always say yes. But the moment you say no, they get all hurt. They get offended. And remember, they get offended when you say no. And why should they get offended? Because they have no respect for you. They counted on you to be delivering, but they had no respect for you. They get offended when you will no longer be the yes person. They will feel betrayed and say, and ultimately, they're going to blame you for, quote unquote, ruining the relationship. Don't take it personally. The one-sided relationship was already ruined the moment they stopped respecting you. It's just that simple. When all they kept doing was, hey, do me a solid, do a solid, do me a solid. And when it came time and they said no, that's it. The relationship was already ruined at that point. But yet they called you a week later. So how do you start saying no? Well, first of all, you need to review, do a little internal check. Check on yourself. Set your standards. Set your expectations and know them and believe in them. And these are yours. And of course, once you set those standards and those expectations, you cannot back down. Because then why bother setting standards or setting expectations of others and of yourself? Don't back down. You have to set them, stick to them. Then that's when you set your boundaries with people. And that's going to be hard. That's going to be difficult, especially the first time. Oh, you're just kidding, right? You're going to do it, right? You're going to be at that party, right? No. See, you have to begin with yourself first and understand it's good. They're going to do things. They're going to try to manipulate you, but you have to begin with yourself. Do and say what is right for you. If you don't want to go to the party, you say no. You can only say yes when you feel like it and now not out of any misguided sense of obligation, family or otherwise. Oh, we've been bros for years. Come on, man. We've been friends for years. We're like sisters. Come on. Sisters do this for each other. But their side is only one-sided. So saying no, while it may be easy at first, it will get difficult before it gets easy again. See, the difficult part will be you. And again, we talked about the emotions and feelings and little drama. It will be you realizing that you are doing what you must do, but those that are criticizing, not liking, or upset are putting the blame on you for the strained relation. By you saying no, what it caused, that strain in the relationship. And it's like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Remember that they were no friends to begin with. If they were really, truly friends, if they were, they would not be upset with you saying no. See, a real true friend would have worked with you a long time ago about saying yes a bit too much. If you were constantly saying yes, they could take you aside and say, hey, Dave, look, I think you're saying yes a little too much. You need to, pick yourself up, and take a little step and be a little more assertive and say, no. But, too often, instead of them taking that, pulling you aside and saying, hey, look, as your friend, no, they are along for the ride. They're enjoying you saying yes. And they like you saying yes. And they like where you put them in the relationship because you're elevating them, but they are keeping you down. And my friends, that is a very sad state of affairs when friends, under the guise of friends, the disguise of friends, they do that to you. This, like I said, it's more than likely it's already happened to you or it's happening right now, but it's not too late. See, to grow as a leader is to grow out of being a people pleaser. A leader will not please all the people all the time. Remember that. The leader doesn't do that. A leader is not a people pleaser. A leader has something that's got to get done and lead those individuals that follow that leader. Because again, that leader is not pulling any punches. That leader is delivering. That leader is elevating people. That leader is making everyone a new leader and elevating them to a position of leadership. But that's not being a people pleaser because again, a leader, a real true leader cannot be all things to all people. And guess what? By you saying yes, it doesn't make you all things to all people. I realized it, not too late in life, so it doesn't matter how old you are. Just realize that at some point, you just got to give it up and say, it's time to stop pleasing everybody. I got to please myself. So again, like I said, you cannot and will not please all the people all the time. You probably even tried, but found out what countless of others have already found out. Saying yes may not be enough. And that's when you find yourself needlessly stressing yourself. So just stop with the yeses and get moving on with life, with your life. And saying no when you have to, when you feel like it, when you truly believe that you have to say no now. Remember, those that will not like you saying no, well, they'll just have to accept it, get over it, and accept the fact that this is what you want, what you must do for yourself. And they can either accept it and get on with it, or show their true colors, and it's time to say goodbye. Either way, it's not an overnight process. It's going to be a lot of stress. It's going to be a lot of work, but you can do it. You can start today, right here, right now. And that's all there is to it. So get to work. Okay, well, you've been listening to episode 186 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I invite you to contact me. Let me know what you thought of this episode. Comments, email me, contact me on Twitter at Dave Guerra or Instagram. Let me know. I really want to hear from you. Let me know what you think of this episode. My email is dave@daveguerra.com. Also, I invite you to like, visit, subscribe, and follow my Facebook page at facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra, all one word. And again, I thank you for listening to this episode. Join me on our next episode where we continue our focus on lessons and leadership. Until then, take care of yourself. Take care of each other. Listen to each other, please. And remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow. So get out there. Talk to you soon.